USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During demonstrations in downtown Portland, Oregon, protesters blocked traffic on the main street and launched fireworks from the street, injuring officers. The Saturday police protests began peacefully, with people gathering in two public plazas to watch and listen to performers. But some in groups began launching fireworks on South Main Street. Officials are now hoping they've quelled the violence from Saturday night when protesters began throwing all kinds of things at the downtown federal courthouse. Portland Police Chief Chuck Lovell.
This is the second time in a day that Portland experienced a riot in downtown. This is unacceptable. Aerial fireworks, mortars, M80s, and bricks were thrown at officers as they attempted to get the crowd to disperse.
It was the third time in the past week that police have had to declare protests in Portland a riot. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
With Major League Baseball training camps starting, a number of players are opting out. And USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
With Major League Baseball training camps open, a number of players have chosen to opt out of the 2020 season. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the Washington Nationals, Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ian Desmond of the Colorado Rockies, and today, David Price announced that he will be opting out of the 2020 season. San Francisco Giants all-star catcher Buster Posey is unsure whether he will play this season.
You know, the old cliche, one day at a time, but I think health right now is probably paramount. But obviously you can't expect the batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well. And I think that's going to be an issue, right? From what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread. And so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
In 1854, in southern Oregon, some white settlers found two Native Americans that had been slain by a neighboring tribe. They were found near a stream, so they named it Dead Indian Creek. Unfortunately, the name stuck, and it was applied to a road that followed up the creek into the Cascades. By 1870, Dead Indian Road was extended clear up to the Mountain Lakes. In 1993, sensitivity over the connotation of the words dead Indian prompted Jackson County commissioners to change the name, unfortunately, to Dead Indian Memorial Road. That name change was hotly debated. Some Native Americans argued for keeping the original name as a reminder of what their people suffered. Many other Native Americans said they wanted the name to be changed entirely. As Black Lives Matter protesters continue to march across the country, many Native Americans are also standing up. During the July 4th holiday, protesters in Baltimore pulled down a statue of Christopher Columbus and threw it into the city's inner harbor. Many Native Americans protested at Mount Rushmore when President Trump did his tribute to the 4th of July. Due to vandalism to the street signs, Jackson County commissioners are once again considering changing the name of Dead Indian Memorial Road. One proposal suggests renaming all the landmarks to Lugawa, the name for the Native American people who populated the area of Southwest Oregon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.